Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me this morning.
It's a pleasure. Now, can you tell us what Iridescent is about and why it was made?
Look, it's a really interesting thing to be talking about. And as you mentioned at the beginning, Porter & O'Belly, a company in Melbourne, approached Butterfly because they were really keen to look at the effect of this new virtual reality, which is an area I don't know a lot about or I've been educated on, to see how can it create empathy for the viewer. Quite often when we're trying to talk about an issue in the not-for-profit or an area of concern or something in the mental health space, there's a lot of rhetoric and communication to try and give that sense of this is what it's like for the person. So what they've done is that they've created this 3 to 4 minute film which puts the person in the space of what it's like to suffer from an eating disorder and the whole mental health issues around that. So what it does is it very much endeavours to promote conversation about the nature of the illness, what it's like for the person suffering, and, you know, it's a very good education tool.
Mm. Well, it does seem like a wonderful medium for generating empathy because I understand it's a very difficult thing, and with a lot of these sorts of causes, people do tend to be a bit put off, or they like to switch off from it because it's just a bit easier. Now, looking at the film, who contributed to the creation of the film, and how was it made? Now, I understand you worked with Porter & O'Belly, but could you tell us a bit more about the process?
Sure. This was very much the baby of Porter & O'Belly. They were very keen, and they're obviously experts in the field of communications and using different platforms to communicate messages. So it was their brainchild, I guess is the correct word. They sought feedback from Butterfly in relation to the script that was used, in relation to the research, because we have to very much make sure, particularly in areas of mental health, make sure that you're communicating the correct message on the experience. So they put it all together, they designed it, they did all the technicalities, but they did consult Butterfly on the script that was used in research.
Mm. If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Sarah Spence, National Manager in Communications at the Butterfly Foundation, talking about the new virtual reality film, Iridescent, which plays from the perspective of a sufferer of an eating disorder. Now, I suppose you spoke a little bit about what it was hoped to be achieved with this film. Sort of long-term goals, what are we looking at with eating disorder and trying to improve the way that Australia does deal with eating disorders and perceive them?
I think as a first step, and often what I say is that eating disorders are at the place in relation to understanding where probably understanding around depression or anxiety or other mental health issues were potentially 10 years ago. A really big barrier that we have is around understanding of what an eating disorder is, who it affects, and look, you know, some statistics that I could add to the conversation is that at the moment, so today, we have over 1 million Australians suffering from an eating disorder, and that's not just your classic anorexia nervosa, but it's binge eating disorder, it's bulimia. So it's a really a serious issue in the mental health space, and it's helping to educate, and I guess that's what this film is endeavouring to do through the virtual reality experience, is to educate people who may not have had any contact with someone with an eating disorder or any understanding around it, is that it's not simply a case of saying to someone, eat a piece of chocolate cake and you'll be fine, which is often the myth that's surrounding the illness, but that it is very much a mental health issue or condition. And it's about that person potentially wanting control in their life, and the way that that is played out is control around their eating patterns. So I think what this film does and is endeavouring to do is to put the person in that position of what it is like to suffer from an eating disorder, what goes on in their mind, the thoughts, the thinking patterns, and to really dispel the myth that it's just about a teenage girl who wants to lose weight.
Well, that is sort of the widespread perception, of course, which is
absolutely
very problematic. So it is really good to see a conversation opening up about all the different factors that do contribute to these conditions. What kind of responses have people given to the film so far?
There's been very much a positive lot of positive feedback to date on this. Now, again, it's tricky because if you look at it, you need to have the equipment to look at that. We're endeavouring to find ways in which we can help with circulation and reach giving people access to the equipment and the tools. But the other point that I think that it goes into is that it is not reinforcing the myths that are out there around eating disorders. It is very much an education tool for people that may not have a lot of understanding around that. It will be a great piece for us to use from an advocacy perspective. And I think that's the targeted audience that we're looking to see this film. People that might have little or no understanding about an eating disorder and want to create that empathy. People that might be in government positions and need to have a great understanding. And also people that that we want to dispel myths around what an eating disorder is. Mm. So to date, we've had some fantastic feedback, and we just want to continue putting it out there and letting people see that in collaboration with Porter Novelli so that we can help dispel a lot of those myths.
Mm. Well, it's excellent to hear. Now, you mentioned in there that you were working on ways to disseminate the film so that people who might not have VR gear can watch it. At the moment, people who might have VR gear or phones that are VR capable, how can they access Iridescent?
So they can access, obviously, and I'll give you the details around the web address for that. Your listeners can get that from you online. But people can look at a snippet or an overview of what that film is. So without the equipment, you can look at what the film's about, the response that people have after watching the film, and the ways in which people can access that. So it's a really good summary film that you can look at online, and you can experience that without having to have the equipment.
Well, we'll throw links to all of that stuff up on the 2SER website. Sarah, thanks so much for joining me and for your fantastic work with the Butterfly Foundation. I look forward to Google cardboarding my phone and giving Iridescent a bit of a go.
Fantastic. Thank you for the time today.